Hey guys, back here on Truth Hurts Radio, talking with Al Bielek. So Al, you were mentioning something about age regression.
Correct. There's a technique which the Germans developed, possibly from some of the ancient equipments they picked up. They made vast expeditions all around the Earth, including in the U.S., prior to World War II, to discover ancient technologies. And apparently they discovered quite a bit. One of them was how to age regress a person, I presume an animal also. But speaking of my case, for the equipment which was installed at Montauk, the government had means to contact Montauk Point and the operations there in the year or the period around 1983, and I was then in 53, but they were able to send me back up there to 83. And as I said, I've been involved in some other time travel work. But the idea was, and which they followed out, was using the age regression equipment. It would age regress me back to a young kid, about maybe 8 or 9 months old, and plug me in another family. Now, there was, as I found out later, there was another Al Bielek, a real one, born to the parents, the Bieleks, and apparently got very sick and went to the hospital and allegedly died. I don't know if he actually did, but that was the story. So they said to the parents, well, your son is dead, but we have a lot of kids here up for adoption. You might want to look at this and think about possibly adopting someone else to replace your missing son and give him the same name and all of that. Well, they arranged it very well. I was put back into that time period in the hospital, and it was arranged so that I would be adopted, and I was. And at the age of 9 months, that is according to the calendar of Al Bielek, at the age of about 9 months, the parents were giving a Christmas party, you know, where they were then living in Jamaica, New York, around mother's grand piano, because mother was a graduate of Juilliard School of Music, and she taught music, and it was the love of her life. So they had a family gathering for Christmas, and I was there sitting on top of the grand piano next to a small Christmas tree. And I remembered that quite well, and I also remembered the fact that as the members of the family were talking around the piano, I understood nearly everything they said. Now, what kid at the age of 9 months is going to understand the language? Major discrepancy number one. Many more turned up. But I did remember that, and I grew up in the usual manner of a young kid, is starting out life, and went through the whole nine yards of growing up again. I officially am dubbed Al Bielek, over David Bielek officially. And those are the records that say I was born on 31 March 1927. Well, not entirely true. But anyway, I grew up as a normal kid, and I went to high school and later on college. And then I got involved in the Navy research with my brother Duncan. And therein the whole cycle started, and I got involved later on with the Montauk Project myself, where some extremely advanced work was done. Some of it was by German scientists who had been transferred to the U.S. To one of the major research laboratories on Long Island. And at some point, the government, in reviewing the records of what was going on at that laboratory, they suddenly realized that some of these projects were a little bit far out and needed to be stopped. So they ordered the scientists out of the laboratory. And okay.
I'll tell you what, again, we got to go to a break. Hold that thought. We'll pick up right from there, folks, when we get back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host Charlie Giuliani. We've got Mark Bielek on. Yeah, Mark. Boy, I'm really getting confused today. Al Bielek. Yeah. Sorry about that. I should not be chewing gum when I'm doing a show. It's getting my
words
twisted. What's that?
You're coming out very garbled all of a sudden. Your sound is garbled.
Oh, well, probably just as well. I'm not making sense anyway. am I sounding any better now?
A little.
I don't know what that is.
Say earlier, those German scientists are transferred to the United States deliberately from Germany to continue work on various secret projects they have been working on in Germany prior to the collapse and the end of the war. And they were moved into Brookhaven National Laboratories, and they were there almost 20 years. Finally, somebody in Congress, it is a course of publicly supported, tax-supported research lab, requires monthly reports to somebody in Congress as to what they're doing. Eventually, somebody started reading the reports, and they said, mind control, and those sort of things, they could use that on us, throw them out of the lab, and cancel the project. So that was done, and the German scientists were looking for a new home. They heard about this operation of Montauk Point. Montauk Point had a large underground military operation. And I say, I'm meaning right up at the point. And they went out there and talked with the guys at that point was the Air Force. The Air Force was just completing experimental work on over-the-horizon radar systems, BMUs, and so forth. And they were about to fold up the operation out there because they had finished all the testing they wanted. And a German scientist said to them, "Why don't you let us continue our research out here? We can show you how to win the next war by pushing a button. You don't have to shoot anybody or anything else." Well, the military got very interested in that type of proposition. And they said, "Sure, come on in. We're closing up this facility. Come on in. You can have it." So they took over Montauk Point. That was about 1952-53. Actually, a little later than that, quite a bit later. Actually, about 1958. And they moved in and continued the work that they had been doing and set up all kinds of additional programs. But the net result of that was they developed many of the technologies which they had been working on in Germany, and it got to the point where eventually at Montauk they were able to culminate several programs, mind control over the kids. There were a lot of young kids brought in there.
Yeah, I'm actually going to be doing a talk on that sometime, a show on that, MK Ultra, and it's just terrific, folks. If you're not familiar with that, I encourage you to look into it. But then again, if you don't have a strong stomach, you might not want to look into it. It's absolutely disgusting.
It is. It's a hard fact of what happened, but it is a little bit disgusting. What they did to a lot of the young kids that came in there. But the research continued, and what eventually happened was that with alien help, we built the, shall we say, the portal, the system whereby you could travel through space and time unlimited distances in a matter of seconds. When I say unlimited distances, I mean like to the other side of our galaxy in a matter of 2 seconds. Now, that, of course, not only was a huge scientific achievement, the alien said, "We'll show you how to build a portal." He said, "You already know how to do time travel, but we'll show you how to do both." "Well, what's the price you want for this?" "Well, use of the equipment now and then for our own purposes." And, of course, this all had to be cleared down in Washington and cleared by various peoples who were in the military as well as the president and so forth. We became thoroughly embedded with certain alien groups. Or to put it bluntly, the United States government, and not just the U.S. government, have been in bed with the aliens for years, for decades. Has supplied us with things we didn't have and didn't know existed, like an atomic table that goes up to element 140. Totally simple. And I have copies of it. Going on to the ability to travel through space and time at unbelievable speeds, far beyond light speed, and wind up intact in one particular location where you may want to go. The technology how to do it, of course, is what we had to learn. But they showed us in theory how it could be done, and they showed us in practice how it could be done. And that is where a lot of it is in terms of the technology the government has in secret today, and which I saw, was privileged to see, and to be used on some of the projects for that. The technological advances are unbelievable since we've had alien help and cooperation. I mean, it all goes back to 1947 with the crash out there in New Mexico at Roswell. And John Neumann and others were there at the crash site to interview some of the aliens. We didn't know how to support their life systems very well, and they had a life expectancy of 2.5 to 3 years. Today we know what kind of air they have to breathe, what kind of food they have to have, and what it takes to cause them to survive, helps them to survive in a manner which they were normally accustomed to. We've learned a lot from them. Maybe they've learned something from us. I don't know. Maybe it's the greed of mankind and certain people in the monetary system and elsewhere want to make vast fortunes overnight. And one could go on and on about this, but I'm not going to. We learned much, and we paid the price, too, later on. But humanity is in a position today where it may well pay the price. Speaking of the not the military, the religious broadcast, he's talking about the final days and the calendar that was made up years ago from one of the other older groups on this planet. And the calendar saying that life ends in the year 2012. It doesn't end. It makes some drastic changes. And having been in the future, all I can say is I know that we're facing those.
I'm familiar with that. I forgot to take my phone out of my room again. I'm really messing up today. You know what? We actually have a call. Why don't we go to that, and then we can pick up with some more of this stuff in a minute here. And I'm going to throw my phone out in the hall. We got Dan in Houston. Dan, you there?
Yes, sir. I over here. Yeah, enjoy your show. Kind of hard to swallow a bunch of stuff like most people. But I'm calling. Does he have anything to say about how microbiologists all over the world have been found dead in the trunk of their car and shot to death and committed suicide, like the head of England's microbiology research for the government of the country of England was found shot to death and all kinds of crud?
Yeah, there's been about 36 or so since late 2001 that have been turning up dead. You know anything about that, Mr. Bielek?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear entirely what he said because your phone is breaking up.
Okay, there's been a... Yeah, I'm hearing some static, too. Something's breaking up somewhere.
Yeah.
There's been a whole series of... are you on a cordless phone by any chance?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm on a cordless, but it's an AT&T, and it's only cordless in the house. It works very well.
Yeah, it could be the problem, because I'm hearing... It sounds like you're breaking up right now. Kind of choppy. Anyway, but yeah, there's been a whole series of reported mysterious deaths of microbiologists since late 2001 here and abroad.
Yes.
Some of them were obvious murders. I mean, they found them with bullet in the head and pushed off bridges et al., you know, just on and on and on.
Yes, yeah, they learned a lot on their own and then confronted their... Well, I don't want to say they're masters, but they've confronted their employers with some of this stuff, and some of the information they had tumbled on was highly classified and involved areas of research which they were not supposed to be in, and suddenly, all of a sudden, these people wind up dead because they learned something they were not supposed to learn. There are areas of information which are highly classified, and you don't get into them without the government's approval. Otherwise, you wind up like some of these people, dead with a bullet hole in your head, or some other means you die by, whatever. They get you, you know, too much, you'll get rid of you.
Your private plane will crash.
And a lot of scientists that are facing the same problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... well, you know, now that you brought that up... I got my suspicions. It's one of two things as far as the microbiologists go. And again, here we are dealing again with secret government experiments and stuff, that projects they don't want the public finding out about.
Yeah.
It's a known fact that over the past several years, since 9/11, there's been a huge surge of research and development into chemical and biological weapons.
Yes.
So it's quite possible that these scientists knew a little too much and were also cursed with a conscience, probably, you know, were fixing to open their mouths about what they knew.
Yeah.
Or I think it might have something to do with the anthrax attacks, which, of course, we now know the strand of anthrax that was mailed out came from an Army research lab. It was not from Al-Qaeda. So there's another motive there to shut these people up. Anyway, guys, we're going to a short break again. Stick with us. If you want, Dan, you want to hold on, or... I guess Dan will hold on with us. Stick with us, folks, and be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. So, Al, it's just one big rat's nest, isn't it? All kinds of
It certainly is.
What do you know about Area 51 and what they're hiding there? Obviously, they got a lot to hide there. You can't even go near that place; you'll get shot in the head.
They're hiding a lot. Phil Schneider had paid a number of visits out there, and I knew him quite well, and he finally went public lecturing when he was dropped by the military. And he says, I got these clearances. I know about these things. I said, the public has a right to know, and it's up to you. He says, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but if you decide you want to talk, I'll get you on the lecture circuit, which I did. And he started talking about Area 51 and all the things hiding there. They had some UFOs out there in their museum, which allegedly were 10,000 years old. They have all kinds of UFOs buried down there, and plus other secret military aircraft. We have aircraft the likes of you wouldn't believe. We have a space fleet. It is operational. That was exposed by an Englishman who was in Germany on a vacation. This was about... about 6 years or so, and it got reviewed by Sean Morton in his magazine. There is a guy by the name of Kinney. Saw a movie in which the hero in the movie, learned how to break any code and started breaking all kinds of codes for this, that, and the other thing, military stuff and what have you. So he says, well, if this guy in the movie can do it, why can't I do it? So he did. Nobody knows what he did, and that was probably the problem, because the Air Force wound up being extremely embarrassed when he was publishing in English newspapers the complete dossiers of personnel aboard our space fleet, including aliens, that the space fleet is alive and well and operational and has been for years. And the Air Force blew their lid. How did this guy find out about it? They sued the English government for extradition to bring him over to the U.S. The English government, fortunately, sat down on this and said there is no way we're going to extradite him or allow extradition to the U.S. He was still being held safely in English jails for his protection. And the stories have gotten out and they've been published. And, of course, the Air Force has never been able to live it down. We have an operational space fleet out there, and he found out about it. He broke the codes. He released all the information in English newspapers. Oh, the Air Force was livid. As I can well understand, they would be a little bit livid. But they should also have understood the fact that any code can be broken, and they should have taken more means by which to guarantee the confidentiality of their coding system. But these are some of the things that turn up. And what else is going on, and I think anybody can imagine, one has to also, in this respect, go back a little bit in time to the days of Admiral Richard E. Byrd when he made his famous trip to Antarctica in after World War II, New Schwabenland, which was German territory, laid out and charted by the Germans prior to the beginning of the 20th century. And they made an expedition there, and they also claimed the land, and a lot of the ex-Nazis wound up in the New Schwabenland area of the Antarctic continent. So he went down there to, as he put it, rout out the last of the Nazi resistance. Well, he wound up...
You know, I've mentioned this on previous shows, but just for any new listeners who are not familiar with this, the government, our government recruited hundreds of Nazi war criminals, scientists, doctors, and it was called Operation Paperclip.
That's correct.
You can look that up. That's a fact. And, you know, they were given amnesty from Nuremberg.
That's correct.
As long as they agreed to work with our... And so a lot of our, you know, Agent Orange and all kinds of chemical, biological warfare agents that we used all during the Cold War came directly from those Nazi recruit scientists. I'm sorry, go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. Let us just say they learned a lot. Apparently they hadn't very little ethics or compunction. And these projects were all run by ex-Nazis who were brought over to the U.S. under paperclip and put in various laboratories at various locations. What Byrd found out when he went there was there was a hollow inner earth. It's a long story which nearly needs to be treated separately, but he found a way down into it. Found out that our Earth is hollow, and you have to look. There's no such thing as a big iron ball in the center of the Earth to give you some magnetic field. That's absolute BS.
Yeah, you know, I used to be skeptical of that myself, but as I look more into it, I don't know if you're familiar with plasma cosmology.
Which one?
Plasma. I tell you what, we're going to a break. We'll pick up with that when we get back, because that's a very interesting subject. And it just shows to the degree that we're being lied to, guys, about a whole lot of stuff that's being suppressed. Stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, we're on here with Al Bielek, first-hand experience of suppressed government experiments, advanced technology that they're suppressing from us. Yeah, before the break, we were talking about plasma cosmology. Not to get off on this big tangent here, but it's something I've had guests on before talking about. It's the idea that, you know, the universe is not so much dominated by the force of gravity as it is by electromagnetism. Electromagnetism, according to this idea, is much more powerful than gravity, and in fact, it's the only way to explain a lot of phenomena in the universe that gravity doesn't account for. For example, I'm sure you know, this is a big problem in cosmology. How is it that galaxies, as they rotate, have been able to maintain their spiral shapes without breaking up because gravity dictates that material closer in moves much faster than material further away from the center of a galaxy, and therefore the spiral arm should have broken up a long time ago, yet they still maintain their shape. How's that possible? It's because gravity is not the dominating force there. It's electromagnetism that keeps everything together. Are you there, Al?
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can agree with that in part. There's also another force which they totally ignore, and that's time and the time field. That is something that is very real, and it affects our universe, whether or not certain scientists want to believe it. And it is one of the things which is a predominating force in the universe, and it had to be addressed in the making the Philadelphia experiment work. It also involves...
Would you agree that Einstein's initial premise that the speed of light is not exceedable is incorrect?
Yes, it is incorrect.
Yeah, it appears that way. As a matter of fact, just in the past week or two, there was an article that some scientist, I think in Germany, or a team of scientists, actually succeeded in breaking the speed barrier. I mean, they've probably already done this before, but I mean, they're coming out now and admitting that this has been done. So right. Einstein was not—he was not correct.
One of the other things, this business of the not exceeding the speed of light is, I would say, has long since been proven false. But there is one aspect of Einstein's original theories and statements which seems still to hold true. He made a statement many years ago which says that if you go out on what you think is a straight line, let's say from the front of your chest, and think you're going in a straight line and keep going and so forth, he said you'll eventually wind up hitting yourself in the back. There's no such thing as a straight line in our universe. That was his statement many years ago. And it appears to be true.
Well, I mean, even here on Earth.
Yeah.
You know, you can lay out a completely perfectly straight line for, 100 miles, but it's not going to be straight.
Yeah.
When you measure it, it'll look straight, but it's curved. 100 right. miles will reflect the curvature of the Earth at that point, so it's going to be curved, even if the ground is completely flat for that whole distance of 100 miles.
Right. Yeah, there are many things which were based in our physics books on assumption without being proven as fact. Well, in the earlier days, we couldn't prove some of these things as whether they were fact or not. But we are beginning to get to the point now where you can. So,
Well, when you get down to the subatomic level, things get really weird, and the laws of physics that we encounter in our everyday life don't apply at all. In
right.
fact, Newton's laws, quote-unquote, of gravity are not universal, and they're not even reliable in certain circumstances. They work generally, but, that's about it. It just provides a general framework, but there's a lot of, not a lot, but there's several, and certainly not on the subatomic level. They don't apply at all.
No. Well, you have scientists who keep going on. They find out new facts. The old ones become obsolete because they weren't right in the first place. In some cases, some of the earlier contentions of our ancients were correct. And
yeah.
Modern science doesn't want to recognize some of these things. It's a case of you have to sort it out, live and learn, and maintain an open mind. Do not get yourself in the position of having a closed mind and not realizing that the conceptions on which some of these ideas are based might have been wrong in the first place, and we're just beginning to find it out.
Yeah. So... Yeah, being a physicist, again, it makes it all the more interesting to hear you talk like this because, most people think that, I don't understand this. I'll leave it up to the experts to figure it out. But then you discover that a lot of people with credentials aren't going along with what mainstream says either.
The experts don't know all the answers, and they're still looking.
Yeah, they want you to think they know, though.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And you'll get fired, you'll get blackballed from your profession if you don't go along with their status quo. But very often, the status quo is entirely incorrect. And here's the ultimate paradox: we have made a lot of progress in modern society in a lot of areas. Technology, a lot of the discoveries we've made, but yet, in spite of all those discoveries, we really haven't progressed very far, have we? Overall, there's still so much we don't know. I mean, yeah, we made progress, but...
That's right. We're still burning gasoline in our car engines. We're still running along on ridiculously low gas mileages, like 30 miles to the gallon if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm. They're not improving on that, are they?
Well, a man by the name of Pogue in Canada in 1934 demonstrated publicly that he had a carburetor system which, on the inefficient engines of those days, was getting 100 miles per gallon of gasoline, and boy, was he sacked, tarred, and feathered. And that design and then all the other information disappeared very quickly. Somebody in the U.S. was going to try and replicate it and sell it in their chain of automobile stores. And that was quickly stomped on and put out of business. I mean, selling gasoline and other fuels, basically hydrocarbon, is big business. It's giant business. And anything that interferes with that and their profits, they're going to slam. And it's that way to this day. Even the states like California have tried to make some changes and to reduce their emissions problems and try and clean up the mess. They've made some progress, but it's only because of a whole state the size of California and the California's budget is behind it that they have made any progress. There's plenty of other states that have done nothing whatever about it, like Florida, for example. And there are many other examples, not to cite Florida as a sole example.
Well, again, here's an example of what I'm talking about. You brought up the gas issue. Cars still aren't getting good mileage, and my argument would be they're not intended to.
That's right.
And the truth is we don't have to depend on gas. You know, there's been cars developed that can basically run on water. They don't want that, though, because they can't exploit you and make big money off you. It's like, a lot of ailments that are out there. Sometimes the simple cure for a lot of ailments is just changing your diet and exercising, but there's no money in that, you see. So they're not going to tell you that. They're going to keep you dependent on the meds, which actually not only don't very often help you, or maybe they help you a little bit, but you wouldn't need the meds if they were telling you to eat properly and exercise and whatever. But very often these medications, even if they do help you to some degree, they create side effects and cause other problems down the line. But again, they're not going to tell you this because it's very profitable to get you on the meds.
Right. Exactly.
That should be the last resort, but they make it the first. Go ahead.
Yep, the pharmaceutical industry is a huge, giant industry, and they don't want natural cures. There are many natural cures for many things when you go digging into the records over in China or Japan and Korea, some of these other countries. They've dealt with these problems for 1,000 years and very successfully, but they don't want to hear about it here because you can't patent it and make a vast fortune on it. So if it's not patentable, they don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You mentioned the ancients having, advanced secrets and how in modern times they've been wanting to look into these documents to see what they had discovered and see if they can recapture what they had found.
That's
very true. I got a show coming up on that in the future talking about ancient technology, what they did know, and I don't think there's a heck of a lot we have today that they didn't first discover a long time ago. In fact, it appears there were some technologies they had that we still have not rediscovered yet.
That's true.
This idea that, man has only now reached this high pinnacle of development, no civilization had ever achieved it before, it's quite naive to believe that. It's also naive to believe that the ancients were less intelligent.
Right. If you remember some of the stories years ago about the so-called powder of white gold, and stuff is very real. It's being researched, has been researched in very high secrecy in one of the government laboratories. I happen to know a little bit about it. And it turns out that what the white gold was what they call a high spin element. At a higher rate of spin in the orbital electrons than is normally considered possible. And this is now a major area of research, which is highly classified, going into this to find out just what it really means for us, what it means for anyone, and what it means for in terms of what new elements, supposedly new, you can develop therefrom. And there's been a little bit of leakage on some of the things that have been done, but I think we're a long way from the end of the road. And
yeah, a little bit, but it's very tantalizing, not enough.
That's right.
But we know that they are involved in some really downright bizarre stuff, and I would say very dangerous stuff as well. I tell you what, we got a caller, Esoterics, a buddy of mine from on Pell Talk, calling from down in Florida. Welcome to the show, S.O.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
Yeah, how's it going? You got a question for Al?
Yes, I do. okay, I am familiar with your story, and also other people that were involved in the project at Montauk, like Larry James, for example. And I find it very disturbing that Larry seems to consider the children that were using these experiments to be as inconsequential as lab rats. That seems to be his attitude. And he also talks about keeping the technology in the right hands or keeping it out of the wrong hands. And it seems to me it's already in the wrong hands. And I have a lot of concerns about how this technology might be used, because I know that they projected you into the future. And some of the things that that you reported having experienced after having gone into the future seemed rather bleak. And I'm wondering if you guys are planning on making any changes to that particular future. And what I'm referring to here is when they sent you into the year 2137.
I went well beyond 2037. I wound up in the 28th century.
Yes, I know about that, too.
But learned a lot, but also learned that while there were major efforts made in the intervening centuries to, let us say, salvage humanity and try and create a new world, I won't say a new world order, but a new world in which people were freer and so forth, it worked for a while. But the problem was more deep-seated, in that there were certain basic elements about the human race where it was not going to survive. After the year 6000, there's no life left on the planet Earth, nothing, not even an insect.
I'll be amazed if we make it through tomorrow with what we've got in office now.
But we have going on this year with the people who are in charge of things, yes. I mean, the release of the information Friday that our illustrious leader has given the green light to all Mexican trucks to drive on American highways all the way to Canada without...
Yeah.
Without meeting the standards for American highways, and only one inspection station in Kansas City, which will be run by the Mexicans, it leaves an awful lot wide open for hanky-panky.
It's treason. It's pure treason.
I'm sorry?
This is pure treason, is what this is.
It is. The Teamsters are up in arms. I expected they would be, because they have to meet certain standards to even get on the road. And inspection and fees they have to pay, and so forth, which is all waived for the Mexicans. The American truckers are saying we can't stand business against this sort of thing with the Mexicans. That is high treason. It's part of the North American Union thing, which the president has been trying to push. And I guess
we can't expect much more when, you know, we've been lied into a phony war and
So
many other things that have gone on. I guess this is just to be expected. S.O., are you still there, by the way, in Florida?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah, did you have anything, any more questions or comments? Or?
Yes, I do. okay, now, apparently in the year 2137, there were... had come about a lot of very significant Earth changes. Things were not looking quite the same as they had been in this century. Apparently there had been a world war. There had been an alien invasion. There was a very substantial reduction in the world's population.
Yes, that is one of the goals.
And apparently the New World Order kind of fizzled out. They never got their world domination established.
Sounds good to me.
and we, that was one of the good aspects, but the bad aspects are the war that we had and the alien invasion and the major Earth changes and the major reductions in the Earth population. And I'm kind of wondering when those events started to precipitate.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm kind of wondering when those events started to precipitate because, you know, we seem to have a focus now on the year 2012.
I'm not sure I entirely heard your question there.
I guess he's wondering if you see 2012 as the major turning point where the world's population is reduced. You know, they're talking about an asteroid.
It is a major turning point, and populations are starting to drop. Not very much yet, because the kind of population reduction we were talking about is from the current level of 7 billion down to about 500 million worldwide.
Yeah, they have stated that. I'll tell you what, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Stick with us, folks, and be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. You know, there's no question the Earth is overdue for some kind of natural calamity, specifically asteroidal impact. I mean, all the scientists are talking about it. They have happened pretty regularly, you know, throughout the past millennia. And, you know, there's no question sooner or later we're going to get hit. 2012 has been the date poised where many believe that's going to happen, according to Mayan predictions and other groups. But my biggest concern is human calamities.
You're starting to see quite a lot of that here in Florida, and I'm sure elsewhere. People getting sick or unrealistic, unexplainable car accidents where they don't want to let you know the facts of who hit who or who is driving the car even.
How about collapsing bridges? Seems to be an epidemic now. They're happening all over the place.
We have a little case of that, a little one up in, Minnesota?
Missouri, yeah.
Yeah, the bridge collapsed with cars on it.
Oh, there was one in China, there was one in Europe. I mean, it seems to be happening very strange, you know?
Yeah.
A few years ago, we had a blackout in New York. All of a sudden, they had one in England. There was one in Italy. There's really bizarre coincidences, or so we're told, anyway.
Right. No, we are facing an era where there's going to be, from my viewpoint, there's going to be increasing problems. Civilization is going to face some very difficult trials and problems in just plain trying to survive economically alone. I mean, we're facing a serious problem. And we've been pumping $80 billion a year or more into the war effort. In fact, it's probably much over that, but it's draining the budget. The Treasury keeps, not the Treasury, the Fed keeps printing money. There are rumors that the Treasury is going to replace the Fed, but it's been that kind of rumor now for many years. Things are not stable. Even in the local newspapers are saying that jobs are down. People are running around trying to find work. Even the indigent population here, which is largely Mexican, are having trouble finding work and are moving on. And these are signs of the times we're in serious trouble.
Yeah, it's all by design, I'm afraid. You know what? I'm not sure. Esso, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Did you have any final comment or question? Because we're almost out of time here, unfortunately.
Yes, I know. I would like a little more elaboration as far as when these major changes start to take place and how quickly they may take place, if you can elaborate on that, Al.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
He's wondering when you see these major changes taking place. You know, is it going to be 2012, or do you see things continuing on after that? Or
I would expect things to start falling apart about 2010.
I'll argue they're already falling apart now. It's a mess. We're in a big mess. I tell you what, unfortunately, sorry, Al, that's all the time we've got where we've run out. But I want to thank you for coming on. Thanks, Esoterics, for the phone call.
Okay.
Interesting stuff. No question, guys. They're pulling a lot of fiascos behind the curtain, and it's time we wake up to what's going on. Great guests coming again tomorrow, guys. Take care, and we'll see you then.
It's true.